Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Steph Curry won the most valuable player, but not just by one vote, by a unanimous vote. That's never been done before, I believe, in the 60-year history of the NBA. And who did he thank? He thanked God and his family. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
This is an unbelievable honor. I want to thank everybody for being here to celebrate this with me. It's been a very fun year. Obviously, we've accomplished a lot, and to obviously be in the middle of a playoff run and out here competing and striving for another banner to kind of stop and celebrate all that went into going into this award, it is definitely special. I want to be able to take that time to celebrate it and thank the people that have helped me get here and kind of just look back and reflect a little bit. So first, I want to thank Kia and everybody, all the sports writers, journalists who voted for me this year for this award. I looked at the list of everybody who's won an MVP before, the legends, guys that their name are household names and they jump off the page. And to be the first unanimous MVP award winner is something that I don't even know how to put into words. I've been, guys have been thanking me all day, and I don't really know what to say. It's just a huge honor, something that obviously I'll remember for the rest of my life, but it's just something that when I'm out here playing the game and doing what I love to do and what I've been blessed and to do and given the talents to do, you never know exactly how it's going to unfold, and you just have that faith and drive to have this and have that special, attachment to, the first unanimous MVP award winner is definitely special. So thank you guys for voting for me. I want to thank God, obviously, for health, for the talents he's given me, for my family who supports me, for the things that basketball has taught me on and off the court, for the people that I've been able to meet through the game of basketball. I've been blessed in that regard, through and through. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity to play the game that I love and share that with the world, really. I want to thank my wife, Aisha. Like I said last year, none of this is possible without you. You've given me the opportunity to go out here, work as hard as I do, spend the hours I need to do, at the gym during practice, for games, on the road. All the while just holding down the house and doing, the little things that keep our family going. You've given our two daughters something and an example to look up to as they grow up. And, I don't take that for granted at all. It's definitely special to watch you do what you do every single day. The strength that you have, the patience that you have. Whether I have a good game or not, you're the same person every single day. And that means a lot to me to be able to come home and just share life with you. So thank you very much for who you are. My parents, Seth, Sadell, my sister who's not here with us, you guys are my rock, my support, my encouragement. Just thank you for all that you've done for me growing up, the encouragement you continue to give me. I'm blessed to have such a tight-knit family that we can talk about anything, whether we talk very frequently or not, since we're on separate ends of the country. It's a lot of moving parts, and we always stay tight and find that center and that ground that keeps us together. And I think that's something that's very special. So thank you guys for who you are as well.
That's so awesome to see an NBA player, the most valuable player, voted unanimously. It's 60 years of the NBA that's never been done before. And he's honoring God, and he's honoring his family. And just a powerful, powerful thing. And we're just thankful for Steph Curry and the light that he represents in the sports industry, including his wife and what she does as well. Steph Curry won the most valuable player, but not just by one vote, by a unanimous vote. That's never been done before, I believe, in the 60-year history of the NBA. And who did he thank? He thanked God and his family. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
This is an unbelievable honor. I want to thank everybody for being here to celebrate this with me. It's been a very fun year. Obviously, we've accomplished a lot, and to obviously be in the middle of a playoff run and out here competing and striving for another banner to kind of stop and celebrate all that went into going into this award, it is definitely special. I want to be able to take that time to celebrate it and thank the people that have helped me get here and kind of just look back and reflect a little bit. So first, I want to thank Kia and everybody, all the sports writers, journalists who voted for me in this year for this award. I looked at the list of everybody who's won an MVP before, the legends, guys that their name are household names and they jump off the page. And to be the first unanimous MVP award winner is something that I don't even know how to put into words. I've been, guys have been thanking me all day, and I don't really know what to say. It's just a huge honor, something that obviously I'll remember for the rest of my life. But it's just something that when I'm out here playing the game and doing what I love to do and what I've been blessed to do and given the talents to do, you never know exactly how it's going to unfold, and you just have that faith and drive to have this and have that special, attachment to, first unanimous MVP award winner is definitely special. So thank you guys for voting for me. I want to thank God, obviously, for health, for the talents he's given me, for my family who supports me, for the things that basketball has taught me on and off the court, for the people that I've been able to meet through the game of basketball. I've been blessed in that regard, through and through. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity to play the game that I love and share that with the world, really. I want to thank my wife, Aisha. Like I said last year, none of this is possible without you. You've given me the opportunity to go out here, work as hard as I do, spend the hours I need to do, at the gym during practice for games on the road. All the while just holding down the house and doing, the little things that keep our family going. You've given our two daughters something and an example to look up to as they grow up. And, I don't take that for granted at all. It's definitely special to watch you do what you do every single day, the strength that you have, the patience that you have. Whether I have a good game or not, you're the same person every single day, and that means a lot to me to be able to come home and just share life with you. So thank you very much for who you are. My parents, Seth, Sidell, my sister who's not here with us, you guys are my rock, my support, my encouragement. Just thank you for all that you've done for me growing up, the encouragement you continue to give me. I'm blessed to have such a tight-knit family that we can talk about anything, whether we talk very frequently or not, since we're on separate ends of the country. It's a lot of moving parts, and we always stay tight and find that center and that ground that keeps us together. And I think that's something that's very special. So thank you guys for who you are as well.
That's so awesome to see an NBA player, the most valuable player, voted unanimously. It's 60 years of the NBA that's never been done before. And he's honoring God, and he's honoring his family. And just a powerful, powerful thing. And we're just thankful for Steph Curry and the light that he represents in the sports industry, including his wife and what she does as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.